This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's not a stretch to say that as go oil prices, so too goes the global economy. I mention that because OPEC is meeting in Vienna this week, and for now, because you never know what's going to happen, but for now, it looks like the cartel is going to lift some of the production limits they set about 18 months ago. Marketplace's Jed Kim looks at how that might play out.
Talk for now is that OPEC could greenlight somewhere between 600,000 and a million more barrels of oil per day. Of course, there'd be winners and losers. Ricardo Fabiani is a geopolitical analyst for Energy Aspects.
The main winners here are obviously Saudi Arabia and Russia, who can increase production and therefore reap the benefits.
Losers would include Venezuela, Libya, and Iran, places that because of conflicts or economic crises or looming sanctions can't pump more. Fabiani says production increases would help the global economy grow if oil prices stay down for a significant amount of time. Another group of winners? Oil consumers. Energy consultant Stephen Shork says demand is high.
Weekly numbers came out from the U.S. Department of Energy, and we saw the second largest demand driver for oil that we've ever seen in the past.
How would average Americans feel a difference? Eleanor Wald is president of Transversal Consulting.
A million barrel per day increase could lead to gas prices falling to a national average of between $2.65 to $2.75 per gallon.
More fun road trips, but Energy Aspects' Ricardo Fabiani says there's a bigger issue. OPEC is running out of capacity to scale up production.
We could see spikes in oil prices, very similar to what we saw 10 years ago, right before the financial crisis.
And he says that unease could start to make headlines next year. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.